Genetic purity fallacy. There is a theory that a coin is strongest when all validation is performed by a common implementation. According to this theory, the complexity of consensus rule implementation implies a likelihood that multiple implementations will diverge, resulting in inadvertent chain split. This split implies financial loss by people on the weaker side. In addition to divergence, a single implementation risks a global stall of the network. The threat of financial loss implies lower utility and therefore system security. Based on the presumption of high complexity, each update to the one true client produces the same likelihood of divergence. Similarly, dependencies on external, independently updated libraries has the same effect. In other words, it is not possible for there to be just one implementation. In the case of the initial Bitcoin implementation, both upgrade of the client and upgrade of an external dependency has resulted in unintended chain splits and material financial loss. Additionally, zero-day flaws in the implementation have been published without notice and could have produced a global stall. A single implementation would produce a weakness directly analogous to that of a living species with genetic uniformity. In the case of a single implementation, both internal and external updates penetrate the economy quickly and deeply. The financial impact of a split is therefore more significant than that caused by a less widely deployed implementation. In a scenario where 10 implementations each supporting an even fraction of the economy, there would be risk to at most 10% of the economy for any given update, whereas the update of a single, universally deployed implementation reaches the maximum split risk of 50%. The theory is therefore not only invalid, but expresses the opposite of actual behavior.